Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 10th of November, recording at 6:31 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. As I mentioned yesterday, I'm recording far earlier here today, 2.5 hours before the close, because I have a business event that I have to attend, as does Owen. Okay. So, plenty is going on, though. Let's have a quick look at the highlights here. The Asian stock markets were hit following the slump in Europe and on Wall Street yesterday. And there were some big declines, down 5.25% by the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. Today, European stock markets were mixed. They'd opened, they'd been a little bit steadier earlier on, but lost some gains, and I can tell you why in a moment. Let me go on, though, and look at the rest. Wall Street's very strong as I speak. It's near the highs of the day. Dow's up 170. The S&P's up nearly 16 points to 1245. And the NASDAQ, smaller gain on the NASDAQ, but all to the plus side. Long-dated government bond prices are being walloped. The U.S. Treasury long bond is down almost 2 full points as I speak. The U.S. dollar is a little bit easier. And in these whippy, volatile markets, gold had a shakeout, got down to 1736 and a bit, but is now back to 1771. Crude oil is stronger, 113.40 on the Brent, and the NYMEX is up over $2 at 97.84. That's pretty much the action here. Okay, so what's been going on? Well, it's the Italian story here. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it'll become the French story next, because Italian bonds, which I illustrated yesterday and discussed at length, everybody was talking about them, because, as we know, Italian yields soared yesterday, not being happy, actually, with the delays in Italy addressing their political problems and getting through something concrete on cuts in government overheads. But also there was a margin hike on Italian debt, and that spooked the market. And at any rate, so it accelerated way up. That's an ending. Any veteran subscriber, anyone who's attended the chart seminar knows that dramatic upward acceleration like that, which I illustrated yesterday, is an ending of an unspecified duration. And because it's unsustainable beyond the short term, it's a climactic move. Well, it fell back just as sharply here today. And that confirms a peak of at least near-term significance, and I'm being conservative in describing it that way. Now, there was a wobble midday here because French bond yields rallied sharply, so the bond vigilantes haven't quite finished, and they had done so on rumors that French bonds might be French debt might be downgraded, or France's credit rating might be downgraded. So, you know, this is very much a merry-go-round in here as far as the bond vigilantes are concerned. Well, weigh it all up, and frightening though it is, and it's still not lost its capacity to surprise and shock, this bounce back that we're seeing today on Wall Street, if it carries through to the close, should filter into Asia and Europe tomorrow. I do feel that we are, you know, at a latter stage of this of the worst political shocks regarding us. We're we're a decade away from resolving all the debt problems, but the big uncertainty here and confusion and angst has been over the political situation, and that's understandable. But you know, a little perspective here. I can remember it wasn't all that many months ago when Ireland described as having the biggest property bubble of all, in percentage terms, and that was regarded as the focal point of fears. And then it was Greece for a long time, and now it seems people have almost forgotten about Greece, and now it's Italy, and maybe it switches to France. Well, if there's contagion here, the fact is that these bond vigilantes get around to any indebted country sooner or later. And that was the message in that Wall Street Journal editorial that I posted yesterday. Very good editorial, I thought. Okay. In terms of overall action in here, I just think that the fuller money themes, the investment themes that we like in equities, these are attractive. If these wild gyrations exacerbated by high-frequency trading, if they pull down shares that you like, that's really a time to buy, not to sell. And overall, I think things are shaping up not too badly for equity markets. That may sound a bit like, aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how is the show? Really, monetary conditions remain very favorable. Corporations are doing very well in terms of their earnings. Well, it's a story we've been talking about for months and months and months, so I don't need to go on repeating it in detail. Just a quick reminder of it. Now, precious metals. Well, gold, I've been mentioning this week that gold was overextended relative to its 200-day moving average. I held on rather on my futures positions rather than pulling out. With hindsight, it would have been smarter to take a few profits. And I was stopped out of one-third of my position here today for a reduced gain. I think we'll see gold range a little bit in here. We'll probably see them all range a little bit in here before going higher once again. So I look to increase my long again before long. And that's really the main story. The dollar, because Wall Street has rallied, has lost a little of its gains in here, whereas it had been extremely strong yesterday. So it's depending on which currency you look at, it's given up a portion of that today, although only a small portion. For instance, the euro is back up to 136.21. As I speak, crude oil will be my main concern overall, because it's there's not much room for I was going to say error on the upside, but that's not the way to describe it. It has been sufficiently firm, and that backwardation has spooked me a little bit, to make me feel that instead of getting a lower reset on crude oil than we've seen to date, it's steadied in here, and there's a risk that it goes higher. Hopefully not in the short term, but over the medium term. And I'll put it this way, another $20 spike on the price of crude oil would cause problems. But that hasn't happened yet. I think it will happen at some point, but that's not something. It's something to be aware of. It's not something to influence one's portfolio in here today, I don't feel. Okay, so again, Italy under the spotlight, but some respite there. being reflected in stock markets here today. That's the main story overall. We'll see what tomorrow brings. No doubt a little bit of drama for sure. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.